The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 8th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phil's here with us today. We are balancing out everybody. Ben's on vacation. And Phil is usually our night guy and our baseball guy.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, you know, hey, it's Tuesday.
Thought it is.
Tuesday's kind of like a nothing day. You know, it's Monday, you start off the week, you're like, and then you got Wednesday, hump day, and then, but Tuesdays are kind of like, meh, you know, meh. Except for the fact of our guest today, that's different. So, what national day is it today?
Today we have National Chocolate with Almonds Day.
Well, it was International Chocolate Day yesterday, so.
Yep, continuing the theme there. Then we have National Birthday, or let's see, National Raspberry Day and Cow Appreciation Day.
Did you say Cow Appreciation Day?
I sure did.
Okay, that's good, because I'm getting into the cattle business. So I'd like to know that my cows are appreciated. There we go. Okay, what's it look like today? It looks hot. No, it's not bad. It's only 94 today, with a low tonight of about 65. Wednesday, still double digits. It's not till we get into Thursday that we start getting up into the hundreds. And then Friday, it's going to be 108. Saturday, 106, as is Sunday. And Monday, 106, 107, starting on Thursday. So these 94 and 97 degree days, let's just enjoy them. You know, maybe put a little wrap around, a little sweater on before the triple digits hit. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, the Kenny family, into the third generation running the family. Running the business, I should say. It's a, they have, discounts for seniors and veterans. They have just great customer service. They are just some super people there. The Kenny family. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran owned business. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Turtle Bay today and Catherine Hunt and Delaney Overton. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Delaney's holding a wild animal.
Yes.
In her hands. And it's trying, it's fighting. It's fighting to get away. I'm just not sure she can handle this.
It is pretty wild in here right now.
It is.
Little Origami, our ornate box turtle.
Yep, a box turtle. And
so cute.
It's all of about 4 inches.
Right,
no.
Fits like right in the palm of
my
hand.
It fits in the
basically.
Palm of Delaney's hand, and she doesn't have huge hands. So tell me about Origami.
Yeah, so Origami, like I said, is a box turtle. And the really cool thing about box turtles is if you look underneath them, you see this kind of line that's right on the bottom of their shell.
Yep.
So that's how they get their name box turtle, is they'll actually, when they're afraid, pull everything in, their head, their tail, their legs, and then they can close up the bottom of their shell just like a box. And so they're the only turtles that can fully seal themselves into their shell.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Now, are box turtles like native everywhere or
so
in the United States?
So we do have them all across the United States. There's a few different species of them. The ornate box turtle can be found in the western United States.
Okay.
So you might find these guys around rivers and streams and lakes. They like to be near water is kind of their
Are they around
stuff.
Turtle Bay?
You know, we don't have very many right around Turtle Bay, but we do have lots of other turtles, like the western pond turtle out in our river.
Yeah, I noticed that. You got a lot of pond turtles. But this one, it's not a water turtle.
No, they do like to swim a little bit, and they like to be near water, but they're going to be more digging turtles. They like to hang out underground.
I think this is the kind of turtle I had when I was like six, except it was bigger.
Yeah.
And one day it just disappeared. And we never could find it. So I wonder if it, like, dug in someplace in the shrubs.
Very
and
possible.
And it could still be there.
Probably. Yeah. They can live a long time, so maybe it is still just hunkered out.
Yeah. Okay, so, but they're not endangered.
Nope, these turtles good. Are not right now. Nope, they're doing good.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. So he looks like he's just anxious to get someplace.
Right, he's always on the move, always looking to do stuff. It's a nice good morning for him. So since it's nice and warm, he's ready to go.
Here's the question. If a turtle gets on its back, is that it?
That is not it.
Okay,
nope.
Good.
They can flip themselves right back over. Actually get questions about that all the time. Our tortoise will flip over. And, yep, if you watch long enough, she'll just flip herself right back.
How do they do that?
They are pretty good at kind of rocking themselves and getting their legs into a good position to flip themselves back over. So
I actually, did you ever see that reel where there's kind of a larger tortoise was on its back and it was a cow reached down and flipped him over?
Wow, well, there you go.
I know, it's really weird. I'm thinking, was this AI or something like that?
Right.
But that's it, you know, because you see turtles like that, and you think, okay, that's it for them.
Yeah, that would not be very good for turtles if they were done every time they flipped over.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so, good morning, Catherine.
Hi.
What are you doing here today? I know you're not the turtle whisperer friend, or maybe you are.
No, I was here to talk about animal programs.
Well, let's hit it.
Oh, we have some great animal programs going on at Turtle Bay all the time. So for summer right now, we have Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. It runs Tuesday through Sunday, and shows are at 11 and noon. But other than that, we have a ton of things going on all the time. A new thing that we have going on is called Creature Feature Encounters, where you can come in, and if you want to meet an animal up close, you have the opportunity to do that. And it's a day of a thing where you just go to the counter and ask, hey, which animal is being featured today, and you can meet them.
I will give $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person who calls and tells me what part of the body does a butterfly use to taste things. $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, the first person who calls and tells me how a butterfly tastes. What part of their body do they use to taste with?
You're right, Carl. We do have the Wings
Don't
of
mention
Summer
it.
Butterfly
Don't mention it.
House going
okay.
on.
Do you know what the answer is, Phil?
I sure don't. The foot?
God. Why don't you just tell everybody? Oh. You just told everybody what the answer was.
Sorry, you were pointing at your foot. So.
Hello! You know, these IT guys. Okay, new question. New question. Okay, because people are looking that up right now. Are butterflies cold-blooded or warm-blooded?
That's a great question.
Are they cold-blooded or warm-blooded? 530-605-4567, first person with the right number, right reply, gets $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Are they cold-blooded butterflies, cold-blooded or warm-blooded?
Good question.
Yeah. Okay. So, the butterfly house.
So, yeah.
This is where you can buy one of those little. That was bad radio, but I had to tell Phil the answer, because last time I pointed and he gave away the answer. Yeah, you mean feet? Yeah, that's it. Okay, now he knows the answer to this. Okay, now, you can buy a little butterfly stick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or a feed what do you call it? Food stick?
It's a feeding stick. It has a little bit of sugar water on it.
On a Q-tip.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what if somebody sneaks in their own Q-tips? Never been known to happen, has it? No, I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Right, giving people ideas.
Yeah, okay. So, and you hold that Q-tip out, will you get swarmed?
Yeah, the butterflies like to taste it.
Is this like the nectar for the, lorikeets?
For the lorikeets, yep.
Yeah.
It's really similar. Yep, you'll get little butterflies hanging out, sitting with you.
And it's really great because you get to see them up close.
Yeah. Okay, so are you still on the phone there, buddy? Have they got the right answer?
So the Wings of Summer Butterfly House is going on now until August 10th.
Now, do you have, what do they call them when they're in their little chrysalis?
Yeah, the chrysalis.
Chrysalis, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're in And then when they come out of that, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And actually, for $3, you can help release a butterfly that's just emerged out of the chrysalis and help put it out, let its wings dry, put it out to fly around.
How do you do that?
So we just help you. We have amazing staff that work in that butterfly house, and they just help you get the butterfly onto a little stick, and then you can take it out of the place that we keep them when they're chrysalis and take them out into the butterfly house.
Do they kind of like crack open like eggs?
They kind of crack a little bit, not quite as dramatic as an egg, and then they sort of crawl out, and they're all wet, and they have to kind of hang out dry, kind of like some laundry.
Yeah, okay. And so
I want to do that.
So as soon as their wings dry then, though, they can...
Yep, then they can
beautiful.
Go. Exactly.
All right.
And the kids like it because they get to name the butterfly.
They get to name the butterfly. So do they put little names up on the wall or anything like that? Or they just, how they? What if he comes back the next week and goes, where's Jake?
You just got to find him.
Do they look alike?
Yes.
There's Jake.
Found him.
When I was growing up, I had... out of my grandmother's farm, she had chickens, and I had a pet chicken. And I'd run out there and say, where's my chicken? And she'd point it out every time. Yep, there it was. That was my chicken. Yep. What did I know? I was six.
Right.
Okay, Phil, are you about finished in there? Okay. Well, it's time to take a break. Let's take a quick break. And who won?
The call got disconnected, and he's going to be calling back here hopefully in a second.
Okay. Did he have the answer?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good. And the answer is? Feet. Feet, right?
Yeah, feet.
No, it's warm-blooded, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not fair to him. I just pull these things out of the air, and he's, you know, he doesn't work during the day. He goes, I'm never going to work in the day again, in fact. So, all right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Turtle Bay. We have these flowers.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
I don't guess they get it yet. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. No, man, it's from this movie, Night at the Roxbury. When you hear it, you're supposed to.
Oh.
You never saw it, obviously. Well, before your time. Well, a lot of people missed it. It wasn't a great movie, but it had good music in it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. It's Tuesday. Meh. Tuesdays come. Meh. Not because of my guests. They're cool. But just Tuesdays. I don't know, it's kind of hard to get. Monday. Wednesday, you're halfway there. Thursday, you're in that slide. Friday, ha 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 ha. But Tuesday, you still got 4 days. Welcome back. 7:22 in the morning. It's going to be all of up to about 94 today, and it's about, oh gosh, 80 degrees right now. I'm sorry, 68 right now. I wasn't even close. And I'm here with Turtle Bay with Catherine Hunt and Delaney Overton. Delaney's holding a box turtle in her hand, and it's kind of cool. Hasn't tried to escape. Hasn't pulled a gun on her. And we're talking about the animals and the things going on. Wings of Summer, when it says nursery, that's garden and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you have, though? Do you have, like, a baby area out at Turtle Bay?
So we don't have a baby area, but that kind of brings me to sort of a big little announcement for us.
Okay.
So we did just get in a brand new little red fox kit. Baby red fox.
Oh, my gosh.
Were able to work with a rescue that was rescuing foxes from a fur farm that had shut down. And so this little kit was living in a really, really small cage with uh-huh. its parents and 6 siblings. Uh-huh. So really crammed in there, not getting good care, really neglected, and this amazing organization was able to get all these foxes out of that situation, and while we were working with them, they were able to send us one of the little kits. And the really cool thing about this little kit is he's actually melanistic, which means he's all black. He's a silver fox. And that occurs in about 8 to 10% of wild red foxes. So
it's
not
fox,
unnatural,
huh?
But
it was
yeah.
my call sign a few years ago, the silver fox. Anyway, that's great because I know you lost your other one.
Yeah,
now,
I
was just down at my brother-in-law's house down in Carmichael, California. If you know mm-hmm. where that is, Sacramento, the middle of the suburbs. He says, look what I got in my backyard. It Uh-oh. Was a little red fox.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
On his phone camera, mm-hmm. has face up, looking around, a little smile on his face. I said, what's he doing back there? He says, well, so far he's taken out a mole and a couple squirrels, which is why the squirrels aren't eating all my fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was another mouse or something. He says, he's welcome.
Oh, yeah. They are great, great hunters.
Here they are right in the middle of the suburbs.
Yeah, they're so adaptable. They'll try to live just about anywhere they can find food.
That's so cool. So this one's it's black with a white tail, a white tip.
Yep. So all the red foxes have white tip tails. So he still has that white tip on his tail, but other than that, he's completely black or silver in color.
Those are rare, though, right?
They are.
Pretty rare?
They are. They're super rare. So they're actually really, really sought after in the fur trade because they're so rare. But they occur in about 8 to 10% of foxes.
You know, this is kind of funny, but I didn't realize that there was such a, you know, a demand for fox. I guess there is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that there are wolves and coyotes and stuff like that. But foxes, I haven't seen somebody like walking around with a fox coat on.
Right, I know. I don't really know who
is it
these
Europe?
People
is it,
are.
Is it in Europe or something like that? Or
apparently they're for America, but I'm not fully sure exactly where all the.
What if they use them for
they're
something?
Being used, yeah. But
yeah, I mean, if you've got a fox raising facility, obviously it's so they can breed them to. Take the pelts and everything, but I just didn't realize there was. I just didn't think that there was. You know,
yeah,
I just didn't think about it being any around here.
Yeah, so, yeah. I guess they're you know, not super common, thankfully, but there are some of them.
This is a rare one. Now, do they have health problems? The ones with this kind of because a lot of times when you get aberrations like this, they have health problems.
So they don't innately have health problems just from being melanistic or from being that dark color. However, in the fox fur trade, you can get some health problems just because they'll be inbreeding trying
all
to get a special color.
Yeah.
We haven't noticed any issues with our little kit so far. All of the vet techs are coming out really good. He's doing super well.
So when's he out?
So right now, he's still spending some time just bonding with all of his trainers. He's still really new, so he's kind of taking in the world right now. So it'll probably be a little while before he's out in the public.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. Great.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, he's
pretty cute. Okay, so, Catherine, what are the things we got going on here?
Oh, tons of stuff. So most of the programs I'm talking about are summer programs. Also, we have the Eagle Mingle. Where you can come out and get to learn about our golden eagle. So that's on Tuesdays, now until August 5th, and it's at 2:30. Also, we have serpent senses, where we get to bring out one of our snakes, and we put him on the sensory wall, so he gets to climb around on the sensory wall. And
what
you
kind
get
of snakes are these?
Oh, we got a bunch of different snakes, mostly California natives, like our king snake and our gopher snake, but we also have our big old carpet python from Australia, and she's really fun to watch.
Well, what's the venom show?
Ooh, the venom show. So we do that a few times a summer, and in the venom show,
it's
we
July 14th and August 4th, and it only goes for a half an hour. It's on a Monday. It's only twice a year.
Exactly. So it's a must-see.
Yeah.
You get to learn all about some of the really incredible toxic animals that we share the world with, including the Northern Pacific rattlesnakes.
Do you have them there?
We do.
Do they, like, come in and you give them, they're there for the show, and then they travel on?
Actually have some that are permanent members of our collection. So we have two rattlesnakes, Precious and Danger Noodle.
Danger Noodle.
And they live with us all the time. They're so, so good at doing programs. And just like the wild rattlesnakes, they really just want to stay away from everybody and kind of hang out and do their own thing.
So have you done the thing where you put them in a glass, big glass bell, so they're in there, and you let people pay $5, $5, put it in this another big jar full of money, and put your hand up against the jar. And if you keep your hand there when it strikes, you get all the money in the jar.
We have not done anything like
Trust
that.
Trust me, it's a money maker. You'll never lose a dollar.
But I will say, I don't think I've ever seen our rattlesnakes strike. They've rattled before, but I've never seen them strike. They're pretty docile as far as rattlesnakes.
Okay, now we just had a friend got struck by a rattlesnake, ends up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Hits her in the, reaching down, and it got her. Who got her little finger, but it put her in the hospital. Next door neighbor cleaning out their woodshed. Here comes the rattlesnake out. So if you've collected wood or you're out there in your yard and you're kind of out there where there's green belts, pay attention to the grass.
Absolutely. They love hanging out in wood and rock piles. Yeah. They love hanging out in tall grass. But if you make a bunch of noise and really rattle against the vibrations, is that what's going to kind of send them off into a different direction for you?
You want to give them a warning.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
they don't want to be around you.
No, and, you know, the fact is that... you can surprise them, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
just be aware
absolutely
of that. Just be aware before you put your hands down in the thing.
Exactly.
Look around. You know, take a little stick. Poke
exactly
it.
A stick, yeah, is a great
and
great
they'll
way
just move along.
Yeah. And you can ignore them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they'll just sit there coiled. And they won't.
Will.
And they won't do anything until you get to that one spot because they're trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get to the... And here's the other thing, my friends. They don't always rattle.
It's
before
true.
They strike.
It's true, and that's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
So definitely really got to thank the rattlesnakes that
Catherine's
rattle.
Going, they don't? No, they don't always rattle. It's just if you come up on them, it's just like whack. And so anyway, they're out, so be aware.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen July 14th.
Yes.
That sounds like that's going to be a good one.
Oh, it's
that's
a really good one. It's a must-see for
that's
sure.
That's just like next week.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Yeah,
that's
next week.
Next Monday.
And it goes next Monday from 11 to 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
We'll always have Walk on the Wild Side, Tuesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Serpent Senses, Fridays, now through August 8th. What's Water Wonders?
And then Water Wonders is like a 10-15-minute program that we do where we just talk about some of the really cool animals that we have in our aquarium. Anything from our beaver to our newt to the salmon. Any
cool
of the animals that
cool
hang out there.
Did we mention Parrot Playhouse?
Yeah, so that's an ongoing thing all year round. Just come on and see our wonderful, colorful parrots.
I have a parrot story, too.
Oh, yeah.
We've run out of time, ladies.
Oh,
you,
no.
You have to be someplace else, right?
Yes. Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
At
I
8
guess
o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a parrot story and a, what was the other one that happened? And the tortoise story. I'm going to tell the tortoise story real quick. Desert tortoises are protected. They're
mm-hmm
endangered. You can't get around them. At 29 Palms, which is the largest base the Marine Corps has, and we're always out there racing around with tanks and you know, columns running around doing things. And right there we are in full attack mode until we get to a certain spot. And that's where the desert tortoises are at. Everything, everybody makes a right face or a left face, goes around the desert tortoises area there and picks up. So we told, you know, when a desert tortoise, of course, keeps all its moisture in, if you pick one up, it will, you know, will pee. Well, that takes away his ability to stay alive. So you never touch one. And if you do, you immediately try and turn it over to a park ranger or somebody and put them into some kind of misting environment. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of absorbs. One of our Marines came in one day. He had a big towel. And he runs up to his lieutenant and goes, "Sir, look what I got. It's one of those tortoises." Which was, you know, immediately at like a $25,000 fine and all these kind of things. And, and he pulls the... pulls his towel off, and it's a helmet. He was holding a helmet.
Oh, no.
Great joke. But that's what it would do. I mean, we would stop and travel hundreds of yards away from it. We always tried to get away, you know, from it, but they were always finding new tortoise homes,
mm-hmm,
which we had to avoid. So.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Oh, no. No, we took it seriously out there. So, okay. Well, Delaney and Catherine, thank you so much for joining me this morning and telling us what's going on out there. But next Monday, Venom Show,
mm-hmm,
11 to 11:30 right there at Turtle Bay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. And we'll be right back. Oh, cut me off yet? How much do you think a lifeguard makes? Well, you're going to be really surprised when I tell you.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications.
And we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available. It can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay. So you're thinking about jobs. There you are, going to college, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to get your degree in underwater photography or other things. And your what?
Underwater basket weaving?
Basket weaving. No, but say something like sociology. Okay. I mean, yeah. And you get out there and you're trying to find a job. It gives you, living wage. Well, I found it for you, my friends. That's right. Go to L.A. You've got to be able to swim. But according to a report, a watchdog group called Open the Books reports that more than 130 Los Angeles lifeguards made more than $200,000 last year, with one guard hauling in more than $500,000 in 2024. Now, these are the beach lifeguards. These are not the pool lifeguards. Pool lifeguards make like, $60,000, which is still, not bad. However, if you're out there in the surf, Lifeguards who risk their lives protecting the public deserve to be well compensated, but paying them more than $500,000 may be unsettling to taxpayers who are drowning in debt. Once again, Los Angeles, the city is struggling to extinguish fires and looting, is leading away in lavish pay. You see, 34 lifeguards brought in $300,000 or more last year, with the highest earner making $523,000 in base pay and other pays. Now, other pay means leave time payouts, health insurance payments, pension contributions, deferred contribution, long-term disability, and life insurance payments, most of which is paid for by the county, not the lifeguard. Now, get this one. A single lifeguard was able to pull down $702,000 in overtime. I mean,
that's pretty impressive.
Okay, top lifeguard officials and ocean lifeguards are employed by the fire department. That kind of explains a little bit of it. And make up about half of all Los Angeles lifeguards. About after 30 years of service, they can retire on between 70% and 80% of their pay, depending on which tier of the pension plan they belong to. Lake and pool lifeguards make up the other half and are employed by Parks and Recreation Department, whose pensions vary. Pay for the beach lifeguards dwarfs the colleagues at pools and lakes. The highest paid pool lifeguard was given $65,000 compensation, $53,000 in pay, and $13,000 in benefits, which is about 12% of the highest paid ocean lifeguard. Now, they've got a dangerous job. And they're out there rescuing people. I mean, you know, they deserve to be compensated. But when you get up to $500,000,
that's,
and I would imagine that's, is, does that mean, is, are those guys and girls on the beach? Or are those more into like the oversight groups, you know?
Like the administrative?
Administrative, or, you know, like chief lifeguard, that's making sure all the lifeguards are out there and trained and all these things. I mean, look at Baywatch. Did you?
I remember that.
You remember Baywatch?
Yeah.
I do not ever remember watching one Baywatch. I don't think I ever watched a Baywatch for a variety of reasons. But anyway, it remains to be seen if there's as much overtime pay in 2025 as some of the city's most popular beaches have been impacted by the Pacific Palisades fires and restricted lanes of the Pacific Coast Highway. So, $500,000. So, if you're looking for a job and you can swim and swim well, I think there's a lot more to it than that, too. You've got to be able to drive the skidoo out there, and you've got to look in your one-piece bathing suit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what they wear. I mean, they wear regular bathing suits, I assume. It's not like the TV show.
No, I wouldn't assume so.
Hey, when we come back from this break, I want to talk about, let's do a quick head up on what's happening in Texas. But then I've got something else. I found an article this weekend, and it's called This Independence Day, You're Not as Free as You Think. It's a good article, and I want to talk about that a little bit, too, when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State the last 3 years in a row. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry at fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. Been in the business 30 years. The only place that Linda or I shop for jewelry is at Four Winds Jewelry. They're really great people down there. Super easy to work with. And if you've got a battery that needs to be replaced in and out, come in, boom, put it in, and you're out of there at a very reasonable price. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I'm ready.
Season Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Turn me up a little bit, will you please? I've got myself turned up here. How about now? Okay. Great. Thanks, Phil. 7:48 in the morning here on the 8th of July. It's Tuesday, and it's kind of like Tuesday. Meh. Search and rescue operations, and a lot of them now are search and recovery operations, entered the fifth day on today. 104 were killed, at least 104, and including at least 27 children and counselors from Camp Mystic in Kerr County, where flooding hit the hardest beginning on July 4th. At least 56 adults and 28 children were killed. 10 Mystic campers and one counselor remain unaccounted for. I mean, they're finding people in trees. And did you see where this one Coast Guard rescued 136. It could be 163. It was some huge number. He was going back and forth and back and forth, rescued that many people.
That's what I heard. It was like one of his first actual...
Yeah.
Going out.
Yeah, just too. Going out and just, and bringing them back, going back out. And kids, found a lot of kids. And I'm reading stories that are just heart-wrenching. I'm not even going to bring them up because they are heart-wrenching. I don't get emotional about many things at all. Many things at all. But, reading some of these stories, you know, whole families, you know, out camping, gone. A mother and father lost a daughter who lost three children, set of twins, and then their older daughter. And it's just so sad. And the thing is that trying to put blame on an individual and all this. I mean, how can you stoop so low? They had extra people on at the National Weather Service, what I've read. And the fact is when this thing went south, it went south quick. They had at 4 a.m. Now, there were no alarms out there. They had no, sirens or anything in Kerr County. I'm sure they'll probably get some up there now. But nobody expects a 27 to 30 foot wall of water to come down in like 30 minutes. Always when you're out in the desert and you see thunderstorms, even from far away, and you're down in the arroyas, get out of the arroyas, because here comes, it could be a storm 5 miles away, and when it hits the arroya, here it comes. So you've always got to watch that. But this, the Guadalupe River just took out bridges, everything. I just feel for the families there, and especially the kids and the families there at Camp Mystic. Okay, I read an article, and it's Independence Day. It comes from a guy named Paul Mullen out of the Heritage Foundation, and he talks about about celebrating Independence Day, the 249th anniversary of our national divorce from Great Britain. By the way, I have a real good friend that's British. And on July 4th, he sends me every year a text that says, Happy Traitor's Day. And I go back to him and said, hey, we had a No King celebration here. And I said, I can't imagine the most powerful army in the world losing to a bunch of farmers. We go back and forth on that. Anyway, so you're not as free as you think, he says. This may sound absurd, inappropriate, and even unpatriotic. How can this be in the land of the free? The fact is that each of us are shackled by invisible economic, regulatory, and civil chains. Hidden in plain sight is a tangled, ever-expanding web of federal, state, and local taxes, programs, regulations, spending, and debt, the overwhelming majority of which unjustly constrain and violate our God-given natural rights. Perhaps the most egregious example is the progressive federal income tax, which gives the government first claim on your earnings and punishes you in direct proportion to your annual production, annual productivity, the amount of service you provide in the marketplace. Though seemingly as unavoidable as death, the federal income tax is a relatively new invention in our country's history, dating back only to 1913, when the top rate was 7%, and only 1% of Americans paid any income tax at all. Today, combined federal, state, and local taxes are over 30% of America's income. It's worth remembering that the Sons of Liberty hosted their famous Boston Tea Party after a 3% tax on tea. I would say 30%. I would say that depends on where you live. I think California, we've got to be over that when you add state taxes and all of that in. And when you earn a dollar, your employer is taxed for paying you, payroll taxes. I just love those. You are then taxed before it hits your bank account, income tax. When you spend that dollar, it is taxed again, sales tax. And most states, some states don't have sales tax. If you decide to invest a dollar, you are taxed with capital gains tax. Even when you save that dollar in your bank account or in your piggy bank, it is continually devalued via inflation tax by Congress's spending, borrowing, and money printing addiction. Many states still extract personal property taxes from the residents, while all 50 states levy taxes on real property, land, and structures. Under this regime, you and I will never truly own our property. We are simply renting it from our benevolent state overlords who will confiscate it if we do not comply. Now, this came out of the Sacramento Bee, which is not known for its, conservative outlook. And what they're saying is true. I mean, I pay my property tax, but what if I didn't pay my property taxes on this, on my home? What if I had that home paid off, but I didn't pay my property taxes? City can take that from me. And they'll put it up, and somebody will, you know, pay off the property taxes at an auction, and I've lost my house if I don't pay my property taxes. Your ability to use your land is severely regulated by zoning laws and property use restrictions. Want to build a shed? You're going to need a government permission slip. Not in Texas, but here you do. And if you say you buy a piece of property, and they may have changed this, and I thought that they were going to, but you buy the property and you're going to put up another structure, they'll come out and take a look at it, get your permit for your 10 by 12 shed, right? Or 11 by 13 shed. If there's anything else on your property that's not, hasn't been permitted, you've got to get that permitted before you get the other permit. Now, they may have changed that. They were talking about it. I don't know if they did. But then, but see, you need to get a permit for that shed. You need a permit for a hot water heater. They'll come out and supposedly will come out and look, make sure that you've got that permit and you've put in that hot water heater. Our civil liberties are continually under threat. During the days of COVID, we saw how quickly totalitarian measures could be snapped around our wrist. Some of that included vaccine mandates, government-directed censorship of free speech, enforced business closures, as well as travel and movement restrictions. Those abuses not only trampled our freedom, they crushed human lives, and it did. How many businesses shut down? How could you go to a rally that was going on or a riot, and yet you couldn't go to church? Today, parents' rights and duties to protest or protect your children are under assault. In some states, your Second Amendment right to protect yourself and family has become criminalized. Welcome to California. Civil asset forfeiture allows authorities to seize your property on mere suspicion without charging you with a crime. Domestic and financial government surveillance is rampant. 11 years before the Declaration of Independence, the British Parliament passed the Stamp Act of 1765, which required American colonists to pay taxes on almost all printed materials. In response, American patriot John Dickinson warned, if you comply with the act by using stamped papers, you fix, you rivet perpetual chains upon your unhappy country. You unnecessarily voluntarily established a detestable precedent which those who have forged your fetters ardently wish for, to varnish the future exercise of the now claimed authority. So, now, do you agree with everything in there or not? But I tell you, you know, when you see something like that, this is the greatest nation, as far as I'm concerned, on the face of the earth. We have so many things that are outstanding. And yet, everything you said in there about taxation is true. And that is something that is ongoing. And then when you think about things like the kind of the hidden taxes, the gas taxes, taxes on, you know, things that you buy that you've already had, things that you're having to pay taxes on that you've already paid taxes on. Anyway, I thought it was quite a interesting article, and I wanted to share that with you. His name's Paul Mullen, and he writes for the Heritage Foundation. And again, it came out of the Sacramento Bee, which is not known for its on its conservative viewpoint. So, okay, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center joining us right after the break for the news. And there's just a number of things happening out there, as we know. They're on the cutting edge of technology out at Shasta Regional. But we'll be talking to the CEO. He's sitting out there, and Sam, and talking about what's going on with Shasta Regional. And then later on this week, we'll be having tomorrow the Chamber of Commerce is going to join us, and I want to talk to him about this new Amazon distribution center. It could be up to, 250 jobs there. And then other things that are going on. I saw a photo the other day of downtown Reading, and it was during one of our events, and that needs to be ballyhooed everywhere. People out there having a great time in our downtown, and it's just another thing that, you know, we're trying to do is, you know, in the kind of the renaissance of downtown Reading. Anyway, we'll be right back after the news.
Letter of intention, taking you to Jackson, girl. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. 10 people face attempted murder charges after a shooting outside a Texas immigration detention center on the 4th of July.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says the group, dressed in black military-style clothing, staged what she calls a planned ambush. A local police official was shot in the neck and is recovering. Larson says the group used fireworks to lure ICE personnel outside the center in Alvarado, where they opened fire. Weapons, body armor, and anti-ICE materials were found at the scene. Some suspects were arrested nearby. They were armed and wearing tactical gear. I'm Julie Walker.
In a separate incident yesterday, a man in a utility vest armed with a rifle fired dozens of rounds at federal agents at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas, near the U.S.-Mexico border. A police officer was injured before authorities say they shot and killed that assailant. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the administration is ending the legal status for about 76,000 Hondurans and Nicaraguans.
TPS, temporary protective status, is temporary by definition. It is not meant to be a permanent path to residency or citizenship here in the United States of America.
Hope of finding survivors of the catastrophic flooding in Texas is growing dim a day after the death toll surpassed 100, but crews have kept up the search. Joe Bastardi, chief forecaster at WeatherBell.com, says President Trump's decision to cut funding for NOAA had nothing to do with the lack of warning.
They were looking at the situation 2 days in advance. They issued flash flood watches and outlined the threat of an extreme event 12 hours in advance, and then went to the warnings 3 hours in advance.
It's low going on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down about 146 points. More from townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
President Trump has not forgotten about tariffs.
Donald Trump is ratcheting up the pressure on America's trading partners. In letters to the heads of several countries, the U.S. president informed them of their new tariff rates. 25% for South Korea, Japan, and Malaysia, 30% on imports from South Africa, and 40% duties on goods from Laos and Myanmar. The new rates will begin on August 1st. All of the reciprocal tariffs were also pushed back to that date, potentially giving countries more time to negotiate deals.
That report from the BBC's Michelle Fleury. Amazon's annual Prime Day sales are here again. The e-commerce giant is making the now misnamed Prime Day a four-day event for the first time ever. The company first launched it back in 2015 and expanded it to 2 days in 2019. Some analysts expect shoppers to stock up because they're afraid tariffs may soon raise prices. Breaking news at townhall.com. Baseball's signature home run hitting event will be missed by two of the sport's most notable sluggers.
New York Mets slugger and two-time winner Pete Alonso joined Philadelphia designated hitter Kyle Schwarber in electing to skip the home run derby. The derby will be held next Monday, the night before the All-Star game at Truist Park in Atlanta. The hitters so far who have committed to the event are Nationals outfielder James Wood, Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr., and Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. Alonso was named a National League reserve for the All-Star game. He won the home run derby in 2019 and 2021. It wasn't held in 2020. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
For the first time in almost 20 years, travelers may no longer have to take off their shoes during security screenings at certain U.S. airports. Media reports say a new policy by the TSA is set to kick in at some airports around the country starting on Sunday. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Tuesday the 8th. Tuesdays being meh. Tuesdays. Yeah. I know, it's not like Monday or Wednesday. I mean, it's just kind of like, yeah. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Phil's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. I've already made your life eventful, right?
That's a good way to start the day.
Yeah, what I did was I just threw out there at the last couple minutes before a break, you know, a giveaway. He's trying to fix that, and he didn't have the answer. So I was pointing at the answer, and he goes, "Your feet?" And I went, "Yeah, well, good. We gave that answer up."
I should have muted
myself.
How does
a butterfly taste? Where are the taste buds in a butterfly? The feet.
The feet.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that. Sam knew that, but I didn't know that. You didn't know that. So anyway, okay. What's it look like? Today, it's going to be calm, the winds, but it's only going to be like 94 today with a low around 65 tonight. Tomorrow goes up to like 97, but still not too bad. Then it comes. Thursday, 104. Friday, 108. Saturday, 106. And it's going to be 106 Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny and clear with lows in the low 70s on each of those days. So today, believe it or not, is going to be the balmiest day we have for the next 6 days. So enjoy it while you can. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of locally owned, family owned, veteran owned business out of Anderson, the Kenny family, into the third generation of running the business. They treat their customers with utmost care. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. And I can't say enough about them. They really, really take good care of their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Chief Executive Officer Sam Atani. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How long's it been now?
10 months, believe it or not.
Wow.
Time's flying.
Yeah. 10 months.
Yeah.
So, one of the things we talk about, Sam, is when you're trying to bring doctors in, well, any businesses or things like this in, is, you know, that a lot of times people don't get to know the best parts of Redding and Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you came from...
I came from Corona and down to Riverside.
Riverside.
Southern California.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Riverside. So now you're up here. It's a little bit... I mean, the terrain is a lot different. So what are you feeling up here since you've been here? I mean, and you're not... You just didn't fall off the tree. You've been around. You've traveled. We've talked about your experiences in your past.
Right.
So... Redding, Shasta County.
I mean, as I said, and I always say, it's the people here that are really amazing, right? I mean, no matter where you go, people are friendly, people look you in the eyes, say good morning, greet you, talk to you, help you in any way they can. The people here are completely different than what is Southern California. People in California, you may not know your neighbor next door. You'd be living with somebody next door for a few years and you still don't know. You haven't met them. Here, you just can't help it. I mean, it just, if you don't initiate it, they're initiating it and they're getting to know you. So the people are amazing. But in addition, the environment here, the nature is like, wow.
Is that tremendous for what?
Oh, I mean, I'm starting doing my normal walk in the morning or jog, and I go down to Turtle Bay. It's just beautiful. It's so peaceful in the fall,
Transfusion of Redding and Shasta County. Or, you know, something, put it on their head so it goes in there. And, ooh, why would I want to be anywhere else?
I mean, for me personally, I'm enjoying every minute of it because I'm developing a routine and it's been great. From a physician recruiter perspective, if they get a chance, if they give it a moment to explore Reading, they will fall in love in it. I mean, I understand there's other challenges when you bring somebody for work.
Sure.
There's the spouses, there's the kids, there's the whole continuum of a family.
Sure.
More than the individual.
Yeah.
And that's something we need to work on and focus on. I know not only Shasta regionals focus on it, but everybody in this community. I mean, from elected officials to community leaders, yourself, you keep talking about it all the time. So the whole...
I love this place.
The whole community is talking about it because they know the value of having physician right here in Reading and not have to travel out of town to get access to care. And not only access to care, excellent quality of care, because that's what you need. Everybody in this community deserves to get nothing but the best care right here in their backyard.
And, you know, and it's one thing for the professional. Like, I look at it in the military. When I went, I had my profession, I immediately, you know, plugged in. My family, on the other hand, had to reestablish schools, doctors, their lives. And if your spouse works, you know, what kind of job are they going to need and those kind of things. One of the things the military did in the Department of Defense was try to expand the ability for spouses to get jobs because a lot of times, you know, the spouses, they need a double income. So, I mean, there's so many things to it. Not so much the professional because he's doing something he loves and it's right there and he's being, you know, that kind of thing. So it's that really wide net we have to put out there for the family.
It is. It is very important because, again, it's not like a one-year assignment where you can get assigned for the job for a year and go back. This is a lifelong commitment, hopefully, when you relocate family over here, especially physicians, because you want the care to continue. If you end up having a cardiologist or nephrologist, you don't want to change the doctor every week. Or even a primary care doctor, right? You bring a family doctor to town. You don't want to change him every month.
Do the doctors that come in here that you talk to, do they bring their families just to take a look at the place?
Some do.
Do you provide kind of like a mentor or tour guide while he's going to while he's at the hospital to take care of the family, take the wife and say, hey, these are things I want to show you.
Exactly. You need to not impress the physician about the level of service you provide within the wall of the hospital, but you also want to impress the spouse on what Reading and the Shasta County has to offer overall.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you love nature, you're not going to beat this area.
Sure. There's so many things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with Sam Atana. He's the chief executive officer, of course, of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Came in about 10 months ago, and there's a lot of things are going on there, a lot of some changes and a lot of good things. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill in Medicaid and the impact it can have on people. And we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Reading, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:17 in the morning, 74 degrees out there here on Tuesday, the 8th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners get it together there. And two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management. If you're Judy is offering a free review and evaluation of your retirement plans. How about your 401s, what things are going on? How about your insurance, both your homeowner's insurance, business insurance, all of that? Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. We do business with Judy. We're real happy there. And I'm here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And before I left, before the break, I said we're going to be talking about the big, beautiful bill and its impact on Medicaid, not Medicare. Correct. Medicare wasn't touched. Turn him up a little bit. Okay. There you go. But there are ramifications for Medicaid and Correct. Medi-Cal.
Correct.
Okay.
See the way this work is, the federal government subsidized Medicaid. So see, like most states in California, that's equivalent almost 60% of all Medicaid funds come from the federal government. It varies from 50 to 80% depending on the level of pediatric versus geriatric versus adult. But when you do the overall math, it's around 60% of every Medicaid dollar spent is funded by the federal government. So the federal government chose to cut Medicaid. What that means, they're going to give less money to the states that they used to. And California would get to lose, over the next 10 years, $100 billion.
Over the next 10 years, so what?
$10 billion per year.
$10 billion a year.
Of course, the numbers still need to be worked out, but that's what has been estimated, that the state of California would get $10 billion less every year to fund Medicaid.
Medi-Cal.
Which is Medi-Cal, right?
Right.
Medi-Cal is in the
right.
state of California. When I say Medicaid, it's nationwide.
It's nationwide. Medi-Cal.
Right? Medi-Cal
right.
is the state of California.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
These restrictions or these cuts, did that have to do with restrictions they were putting on Medicaid, Medi-Cal?
Well,
or not?
There are. When you look at the Affordable Care Act, there's going to be some requirement in terms of employment for those who are going to qualify. They have to prove that they're going to be looking for a job or have a job or somehow somewhere.
Those are involved. People that are healthy, able to work, and up to now, just haven't.
Correct.
You know,
but you understand.
Haven't had to.
Anytime you have a process like this. And you create another bureaucracy to validate and verify all the paperwork required to submit all the data. Some people don't even have the ability to complete the forms. They wanted to go online and complete all that information. Some people will choose not to do it and go uninsured and then go through all this process. What that means, you're going to have less people insured because of those requirements. Not to mention, they're going to have less subsidies toward the Affordable Care Act, so they're going to provide less funding for it, which means your copay, your payment, is going to increase. And again, some people cannot afford to pay more for it, so they'll choose not to enroll. And that will lead to less uninsured people in the state of California. And of course, what that means, they're going to seek care in an emergency room because they're not insured. Most private providers, urgent care, will not take you because you're not insured unless you're going to pay cash. And most of those folks can't afford to pay cash. So they're going to end up in the emergency room at the hospitals.
Okay. So if they, and arriving in the emergency room, there's no questions asked. They're seen. And nobody asks if they can pay or not.
Correct.
And then after they're seen, are they asked to pay then?
Well, what happened is we're required to screen them.
I haven't been in the emergency room in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, patient walks in there, depending on what they present themselves with, but we need to screen them first, have a provider see them, screen them, and make sure they're stable, that there's no emergency needed anymore, they're stable. That's when and only then you could start getting some more information to find out.
Right.
Now, the question is, do they need surgery, they need to be admitted? What are you going to do with them? Where are you going to send them?
Well, you have to keep them.
You have to keep them.
Yeah.
Right? We don't have a county hospital. We could send it. This is a county hospital. We're going to send it to a county hospital. If you have to transfer from someone else, you're going to have the same problem. So end up keeping them.
And I think it's against the law to send, pass somebody out, isn't it, or not?
There are, I mean, again, if they need higher level of care, you can always
transfer.
Yeah,
that's different.
That's different, right? But you can't just dump them because they don't pay.
Okay.
You're going to keep them and take care of them. Yeah.
And they get first-rate care in the emergency rooms. So when this hits, does this mean that Sam, you're going to start seeing double the amount of people coming in the emergency room, or just kind of like slowly increase?
Well, I mean, there's a factor here because, again, the state's going to receive RITS fund. It depends how the state's going to deal with it. Are they going to choose to subsidize that cut and add $10 billion from cut other programs somewhere from the state and keep Medicaid funded the way it is, or are they going to pass those cuts on to the others, right? I mean, partnership will take a hit if they choose to, right? So a partnership will have less funds to deal with, which means they may...
Partnership health plan.
Partnership health plan, yes.
Right.
Yeah, so they may choose to do, and I'll leave up to them on how they're going to do that, but they could be cut to certain programs, certain services they offer. Shasta community would be in the same position. They may get less funds, so they have to choose how to deal it. Now, everybody's saying that they're going to try to keep the services the same, but from our perspective is you're going to see a longer waiting room in the ER probably because more people will be seeking care in the ER. And that's how everybody got impacted because, again, if everybody comes to the ER to get care, now access to care will becomes a problem. And you're going to see delays in providing care. And of course, hospitals are being hit in other ways, not just only by cutting the Medicaid piece of it. They're also going to reduce the amount of provider fees that they're providing to the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
See, the state charges a tax for all hospitals, all providers of care. They charge a tax. The state does. And then they take that money, and the federal government matches it, and they give that money back to the hospitals, depending on who provides care to the Medicaid population.
Mm-hmm.
So the more Medi-Cal or Medicaid population you serve, the bigger allocation you get. So the federal government is going to reduce that. So most hospitals will see a reduction in their provider fees. So even though you're paying the tax for that, but you're not going to get it back.
Are they going to reduce the tax?
No.
No, of course not. We knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're
going
to give you less money back, it seems like you'd be able to give them less money in. But obviously that's not going to happen.
You know,
so what we're looking at then is, here's my concern, it would be, Not Medicare, because they're not touching Medicare. Mm-hmm. So if you're of that age and all that, mm-hmm. you're still going to get the same. Medicaid being is, if you've got somebody that's 55, 60 mm-hmm. before Medicare, mm-hmm. and they have disabilities, and they are on Medi-Cal, Medicaid, mm-hmm. And a fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any type of safety net, anything there that if a person is disabled, can't work, they're in that kind of condition, is there something that kind of like goes, okay, you fall into this category?
Yes, there is. I mean, those that are disabled have their own category they fall into, and they'll protect those.
Okay.
But if you look at the Shasta County, and there's almost 66,000 lives that are part of the Partnership Health. There's a lot of people here.
Out of 190,000, 95,000, we've got, a third?
Yeah. So you have a lot of population that will be impacted. Now, those have disabilities and other things will continue to get their care because they fall into a different category. It's those that are
poor.
Yeah.
Can't afford. This is their insurance. This is their health insurance.
This is their
health insurance.
Yeah, that is it.
The state of California, when they opened up the Medi-Cal to everybody, legally or illegal, because before, if you were here illegally, without papers, you weren't allowed to be on Medi-Cal. And unless you were older or young,
mm-hmm.
then you were.
Mm-hmm.
Now they opened it up and found it cost them like $27 billion?
Almost, yeah.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
That was such an impact. They had no concept. Nobody actually crunched the numbers and said, oh, this is going to cost you. I mean, that had a huge impact.
It does. But the problem is if you eliminate this program, where are those patients going to get care, right?
Yeah.
They're going to end up in the hospitals. And again, going back to the EMTALA regulation, we don't ask
going
questions.
Back to you.
They're going to come back to us. So one way or the other, then
you get paid less.
You get paid less, right? So, unfortunately, and when you have people that don't get proper care, They avoid going seeing a physician because they can't afford to pay cash or they're not insured.
Uh-huh.
The only time they're going to get care when their disease is advanced. And now they are require hospitalization, may require inpatient stay, surgeries, and their cost of care is higher now because they didn't get the preventative care. Because the preventive care is the lowest level of care, and that's what you want. Unfortunately, those folks will not get that. Even, and I'm not talking about the undocumented, talking about even those who lose their Medicaid, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to get that preventative care.
I guess the ones that are on Medicaid, they're working. They're working in jobs that don't have medical mm-hmm. benefits and mm-hmm. things like that. They're working, they're taking care of their families, but they're using Medicaid,
right.
Medi-Cal.
Right.
And, so how would they lose their insurance coverage?
It depends if they were getting their coverage through their employer, which most of them don't, because cost to enroll into their employer health plan is expensive.
Right.
So they choose not to. So they may have gone through the Affordable Care Act and applied through that.
Right.
Or go straight to Medicaid, right?
Right.
Now, when those services got cut, right, or now there's more requirement for you to qualify, so you may lose it that way.
All right.
Or you're out of pocket. Is going to increase.
It's going to go up.
And now you can't afford it.
And you can't afford it.
Either, so you choose not to do that. So that's how you lose it.
Okay, so you lose it because maybe more restrictions, mm-hmm. or it could be the cost, instead of costing you $20, copay could cost you $40. And if you've got two or three people in your family, that makes the difference.
Not to mention the monthly premium is going to go up.
Oh.
Right, because you have a premium.
Okay,
you pay.
See, if I'm in Medi-Cal, do I pay a monthly premium?
No, but if you're in the Affordable Care Act, if you get your insurance for the Affordable Care Act, dependent on your level of income. If you have zero income, you're not paying anything.
Right.
Right? But if
we've got to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask, when they talk about the fraud and abuse
mm-hmm.
in this, and, mm-hmm. I mean, they're finding just millions and millions of dollars that are being done, that are being just frivolously or illegally taken.
Right.
Can we talk a little bit about that? Because I know we've got two other things we really want to talk about. And so I just want to hit on this a little bit, and then we'll get into those others that are like feathers in the cap of Shasta Regional. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Established in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. I think I've gone through like, let's see, one, two, three barbers there. I'm into my third barber. Started going there when I moved to Redding 17 years ago, 18 years ago now. Never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a pleasant place. It's not a hair salon. It is a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. And you can make appointments by, like I do, call in at 530-244-9478. Make your appointment, roll in, get your haircut, roll out. Or sometimes I just go in there and hang out and read National Geographic and Car and Track and chit-chat with everybody, find out what's going on. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Sam Attani and Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall. Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Today, the 8th of July, 8:35 in the morning, and about 76 degrees out there, going up to 97 today. It's going to be not too bad. I'm sorry, 96 today, 97 tomorrow, but then it gets in triple digits after that. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Sam Attani, who is the Chief Executive Officer over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's got been here for 10 months. There's been some changes over there, I can tell you that. But we're talking about the big, beautiful bill and the impact it's going to have on Medi-Cal, Medicaid. But one of the things we talked about during the break is there is a great deal of fraud and waste and abuse was in the system. I just saw where they arrested like 90-something people that were writing false everything. They had Social Security numbers, everything they had stolen, and it was worth millions of dollars to these people. It's a huge system.
It is a huge system, and we have a countrywide program like Medicare or Medicaid, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some fraud and abuse, and we're all in favor of cracking down on that, really stop it and eliminate it as much as possible.
You could save hundreds of millions of dollars and go back into the care.
And that's the kicker, though. If the money's going back into the system, it'd be great. But what's happening here with this bill, they're assuming that there is that amount of fraud, and they're cutting Medicaid accordingly, thinking that that's money will come by cracking down on fraud and abuse, which some of it, well, let's be fair, it exists.
Yep.
Unfortunately, those who are committing this type of fraud or abuse will find another loophole in any process you put to go back and commit those type of fraud. Hopefully it'll be less, and hopefully some of the money will find itself back into the system to really support our population here that do need the care.
Absolutely.
And do need improvement, access to care. That's another challenge, access to care, right?
Now, it's one thing for a loophole. It's another thing just to blatantly, falsify documents and all that. And it's been going on for a while. I mean, there was a lot of people involved in this thing. So let's move on. You told me about the Loan Institute, which I had not heard of before. I had heard of LeapFrog, but talk to me about the Loan Institute.
Yeah, the Loan Institute is an independent group that collect data throughout the country. Almost 3,500 hospitals participate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the beauty about this one, you don't apply for it, you don't pay a fee for it, nothing like that. So nobody is indirectly impacting the outcome because now they're going to make money out of you because you're funneling money to them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is purely, think of it like a data bank that collect data and about the hospitals and their quality of care, safety of care, equity of care, their involvement in the community, social determinant, all that is part of their metrics. And they come in and assign a grade to these hospitals. And I'm glad to say that Shasta Regional received an A grade when it comes to the safety of care, the equity of care, and our involvement in the community. So based on the data they collected, which we didn't apply for, we didn't provide the data, they collected it.
Oh, so it's not something you send to them.
No.
They just do it.
They go through CMS or other places. I get the
equity of care,
The same. Yeah, provide the same care. There was your social determinants, about your gender. It doesn't matter.
The community involvement, that's interesting. That's part of your grade is how much is the hospital involved in the community?
I mean, we are the community hospital here in Shasta, and we are and we will be or will continue to be an integral part of this community. So not only we need to provide service and care within the walls of the hospital, but we need to be outside in the community providing screening services, any type of support to any nonprofit organization that are really helping our population get access to care.
Well, you've got... I just know there's just a number of them, that get red.
Mm-hmm.
That one, or go red. Go red.
Go red.
Y'all were there for Chicks and Chaps, but table load there. Y'all are supporting a lot of the different, aspects of the health in our community.
And we're hoping now, and we're not hoping we are, getting our resident involved in the community by being out there helping screening provide support to the community as well. And,
Okay, I don't want to get you embroiled into this medical school, no medical school, but you do, you know, one of the things that I've always thought, and I've heard it since then, we need a medical school, but other people say, no, we need a strong residency program, mm-hmm. because you've got them for, what, 2-3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
And you have a strong residency program.
We do.
And now that we've got them for 3 years, mm-hmm. we can work on them.
Correct.
And, you know, and so far, have you had any graduate yet?
We had two graduated this year. But next year we'll have 8 because this would be our full third year. So
right.
This year we'll have a complement of 24 residents.
Are you getting any feelings that they want to stay here?
Some do. I mean, not to be fair. I mean, if you can get 50 to 60% of your resident to stay, that would be great. It depends on where you recruit them from, how you get them.
Yeah.
Some people want to go back to their family, right?
You don't want to recruit them from New York, really.
Yeah. The problem is the residency, you cannot pick and choose. It's about matching, right? So
yeah.
They apply and you go and select. But it's a process. You're right. When you have them here for 3 years, you really need to kind of show them why they need to stay here in Reading and serve this community. And that's why we're trying to get them out in the community right now, working with different programs that are happening in town where they need providers to be present
yeah.
during any events. We want them to be there and mixing with our community.
Well, that's it. You know, a friend of mine and I were talking about that. Because we were discussing this, because, you know, we live here, and, you know, he's got a family and kids and all this. But how do we take your residents and include them more in everything? I mean, they're very busy, but how do we take them and include them in things? You know, like, hey, I want to bring 4 of your residents over to our house for dinner. I mean, you know, those kind of things, you know, where they get to meet people and, you know, make this a community effort, not just a Shasta regional thing.
I mean, it has to be community not only for Shasta,
yeah.
but also for any residency program in town,
yeah.
because we're not the
any
only residency
them.
Program.
Any
There's multiple in town. And yeah, we need to kind of embrace all those residents and make them feel appreciated, welcome.
Yeah.
And show them the beauty of being part of this community and how far they can go. Anything we could do would help. Anything we could do would help to kind of reshape the thinking and thoughts and let them know it's a great place to raise a family. A lot of those are young. Some of them already have families, have kids
uh-huh.
and married, some are not. But we need to show them the beauty of raising a family here because honestly, it's a great place to raise a family. Schools are great. Access to activities is great. Fact that you could finish work and go attend your kids' event without worrying about being stuck in traffic to get there. It's
yeah.
a great thing. I could tell you that you can't do this in Southern California. You cannot finish at 5 and be at your kids' game at 5:30. It's not going to happen.
When I first moved here, I heard people complaining about traffic, right?
Here?
And Sam, I did. I heard this and I looked at them and I'd just come out of San Diego area.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're kidding. But I have to say now, after living here 18 years, there I am on my street trying to get on Placer, and I have to wait 20 seconds. And I'm looking down. There's another 4 or 5 cars coming. I'm going, what is all this traffic? Because I have to wait for 30, 40 seconds. And I'm like, where's all this traffic coming from? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm from Reading. I'm here with Sam Attani, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. They've got a new program for anybody that might have a little GI tract questions over there at Shasta Regional. I also want to hit real quick the Get Care Now, another great program that they've got going over there at Shasta Regional. We'll be right back.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio on Tuesday. Meh. Tuesday. I don't know. It just always struck me as Tuesdays being, you know, some people are going to write me hate mail. Oh, no, Tuesday. Tuesdays are great. Oh, good. Have a great Tuesday. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce will join us along with a couple other guests. Talking about business and what's going on around our great city and area out here in Shasta County. And I'm here with Sam Attani, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We've been talking about the impacts that the big, beautiful bill is going to have on Medicaid and Medi-Cal, and there will be impacts. Not Medicare. Okay, everybody? Not Medicare. They didn't touch it. Okay. But the other ones? They're into it. And then we talked about loan industry, institution that collects data. The hospitals don't send it in. They collect the data and then they grade these hospitals, like 3,500, did you say?
3,500 hospitals.
And it's not just the safety and the level of care, but it's, you know, is the care equitable for everybody? What about, and the community involvement of the hospitals, which I think is real important. And y'all got an A rating.
We got an A rating, yes. And it's not the first time, and we got it multiple times. So, and we're working on adding more and more services and more program to to the hospital and get more involved in the community. So reaching out to a lot of, societies so we can get connected and involved and be physically present on a daily basis in our community.
Well, there's lots of things going on.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know, on Mondays we have the community calendar, and she can't, I mean, she could be on for an hour talking about everything that goes on. And Sam, I know it's hard to believe, but when I first moved here, I had people saying, you'd hear it all the time, oh, there's just nothing to do here. Well, that, I haven't heard that in like 6, 7 years, 5 years. That because there is so much going on in our area here. And I think people are just, I mean, I hear of things, it, being here in the radio station, we hear about a lot of things, but then I'll hear about things that happened over the weekend. I had no idea it was going on. Would have loved to have gone and seen it, but I hadn't seen it.
If you look enough, there's something going on almost every
everywhere. Theater, events, all that. Mm-hmm. Now, you've started a newer program over at Shasta Regional for gastrointestinal.
Right.
Which is just the, you know, I have a GI tract problem. I'm sorry, but I just think of horrible things right there.
No, I get it. I mean, it's one of those things we talk to a lot of the payers, you know, in town, and one of the problems is access to care. Talk about access to care.
Right.
And GI is one of those services that sometimes you have to wait 60 days, 90 days to kind of see a provider or get your procedure done.
Uh-huh.
So there is a delay in getting care. And of course, when you're concerned about your GI tract, really timely service is critical. So one of the things that we're doing is we are starting our own GI program. So we recruited our first GI doctor. Dr. Shanda will be joining us starting August 1st. We'll have a clinic on campus where you could come and see her, and then all the procedures, if anything is needed, will be done on campus.
What kind of procedures are we talking about here, Sam? Because GI tract, I mean, that's from the time you swallow it, right? Till the time you... defecated.
Correct. I mean, you can have, a lot of times you see people that swallow thing or choking on thing, it's stuck in their tract and they need it to get out. I mean, those are some of the emergencies you have. But then you have sometimes you have acid reflux, you know, you're always having a heartburn and you need somebody to look at that, right? Or you have some sort of bleeding of some sort that's happening. So there's all sort of issues that could develop in your GI tract and you need timely care. And we're not talking, and God forbid, you end up having some, you know, cancer, you know, in your GI track also, you know, so you need someone to look into it. So there's a lot of procedures that is done, and at Chester Regional, we have the latest technology in terms of equipment and service. Our staff are second to none in there. Our nurses and our techs in our GI service program are amazing and phenomenal. And just about time now we're starting to grow it. So there are certain specialties that it's hard to get into, and we're starting to look into that and see what we can do to make an impact on that. And
I said, why don't you go to Shasta Regional? I said, you'll get in there in 24 hours.
I mean, the thing that delays it is the pre-auth to get authorization from the payer. But if you don't need a pre-auth or you have it, we can sometimes do it the same day. We had people calling us, and we got them in the same day.
Good. And my friends, you got to understand, I mean, you're talking, you know, one of the main radiology places around here just shut down one of their offices in Anderson. And now there's a, you know, from what I understand, somebody needs to tell me if I'm wrong, but there's a backup there that, but you can go over to Shasta Regional, go through your system, and then you get the results too. That's the big thing.
Exactly. It's one thing to get you in to get the scan, the question, how long it take you the results. Our results going to get into within 72 hours, you're going to get your results. And your doctors may get it sooner depending because they can fax it or through our EMR system, send it to them almost right away as soon as it's read. So again, access to care is very easy to get to Shasta Regional and the result. And the same thing for our GI program. If you need to see a provider, we're going to get you in within 72 hours and get you the results shortly thereafter. So.
Now see, that is so important because now, like you said, sometimes people are, 60 days out. And it's like, you know, if you've got something going on with you and it's 60 days and you're uncomfortable, No, that just doesn't work.
Correct. And, you know, I'm recruiting in. We have three primary care providers starting in September as well. So we recruited three PCPs that will be coming our way in September.
Wow, that's
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Because
so
that's that first line of defense.
Absolutely. And this way we'll be able to see a lot more new patients and be able to and then the key is access to care and timely access to care. And the other piece, affordability of care. And, again, if you look at Shasta Regional and you compare our costs compared to the whole state and the nation, we're one of the lowest in terms of providing care.
Well, no, see, that's I have not heard that before.
You can Google it. I mean,
I totally believe you. Yeah. Just so your cost of care here at Shasta Regional, I do know you're a lot lower than the other hospital in town for almost everything.
Yeah. So, again, and that's a key factor because you want to make sure not only have access to care, but people can afford the care.
Yeah.
Because they go hand in hand. If I can afford that care, it doesn't matter how much you have, right? I can get to you.
Yeah.
I can afford you.
Well, now if we can just hook you into the VA.
I would love to.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the VA for me, and I've said this before, it's treated me wonderfully in my time there. But it would be nice if they could, you know, because like everybody else, you know, they can get backed up too. If it would be a way of a, you know, of a partnership there somehow.
We do have a contract with the VA. So
okay.
And when we met with them, they said it's up to the veteran themselves to choose where they want to get their care. Sometimes if you choose to get it here locally, they'll let you do it versus sending it down south for any inpatient care.
Oh, yeah. You know, they go through different programs. Mm-hmm. And if it's over 30 days, you can go right out in town and do it. And I've used that before a couple years ago.
But they have a great facility. I went down there and I toured the facility there. Yeah. They have an amazing facility, great technology. So I got to give them kudos for what they did.
And like the everybody else, you know, they're talking about cutting 80,000 people out of the VA system, people that work in the VA. Yet the VA got more money this year than it's gotten ever before. So is the 80,000 they're saying are not medical, you know, not the medical professionals, but others, but what the others a lot of times keep everything running. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there too. Just like Medicaid.
Right. I mean, we would love to take care of our veterans anytime. If anybody needs any care, we'd love to be there for them as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're not a great service in our country and we'd like to be there for them.
Okay. I've got to mention, Get Care Now. Is that it?
Yeah.
It's for emergency room. You can literally go to ChastaRegional.com, go to Get Care Now. If you've got something that's not life threatening, you can set a time to go to the emergency room.
Right.
You say you have a little gastrointestinal thing going.
Here you go. What do we need? And we're trying to work on.
Is that working? How's that working?
It is working beautifully. As a matter of fact, we're seeing more and more of our patients going online and booking their appointment to come over.
And now they're going to ask you a question to make sure it's not life threatening.
Of course.
Yeah. And that comes back because I got on it that day after we talked about it and to see how it worked. And they will ask you a question. If it's not life threatening, boom, you set yourself up for an appointment.
Right. And we're trying to rebrand it. There'll be a new, more marketing campaign going around it as well to promote it more in the community because this is a great way to getting quick service because you're ready. We know you're coming. We're ready for you when you show up.
You've already said this is what I'm coming in for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we know this person's coming in with I don't even know what it was. Anything. Yeah, I'm not bleeding, but I am oozing. I'm oozing, right? I met a guy whose dog was named Uzi, and I didn't want to ask what that meant. So, Sam, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So many programs you guys going. Congratulations on your A ratings from Loan Institute. We'll all kind of next month probably shake out a little bit more about where the, you know, Medicaid is, Medi-Cal.
Of course.
And we talked about some things during the break that, you know, we need to expand on a little bit.
We will. I'm more than happy to provide any information, be back here and provide any data we need. The key is to provide quality care, access to care to all our community members without needing to leave Shasta or Reading to get the care. The key is to provide it here in our backyard. And we're more than capable of doing it. We just need to community to kind of support the initiative we're doing and really come back and try what we've done in the last couple of years.
Thank you so much for being with us.